Okay, Jiggs, tell me about Rolling North and how important that radio show was to CFOR and to its listeners.
It was such a ahead of its time program. Gordon E. Smith, Pete McGarvey, had the foresight to recognize the traffic out here on Highway 11 and the fact that they were headed for the cottage, they'd be at the cottage at the weekend. There was a ready-made audience. And he sold that to the advertiser, to the sponsors in Gravenhurst, Bracebridge, as far north as Huntsville, and over to Ballard, Port Carling, and so on. We would start, I think the first year we started at 5, then backed up to 4, and earlier even at 3 o'clock. We'd go to 11, 11:30 in the evening. Traffic, weather, is it going to snow, rain this weekend, how are the fish biting? But it was tight. It was good driving music. It was up-tempo. It wasn't rock by any means, Bud, but it was just good up-tempo. And George was the man. Taylor Parnaby, Hap back then, ran the board, ran a tight board, and George didn't want even a split second between the end of his voice and the music. Always timed the intros over music so it hit the vocal, you know, the way radio was back then. But the key to it was fast-paced, up-tempo music, good driving music, and hitting that audience as they came out of the city, out of Toronto, or wherever they were coming north from, and holding them as long as we could. Done from a mobile studio out on Highway 11 at the Sundial, the idea being flash the lights, or come on in. We had Maple Leaf brand meat products or whatever to sample, and it was amazing the number of people. Gordon Sinclair used to flash the lights at us, wave as he was headed north to go to Bala. We had a lot of fun.
Now, you also cut your teeth on play-by-play while you were in Orillia, weren't you?
I had done one game prior to moving to Orillia. Probably not all that good, and I don't know that any of the things I did in Orillia, but the opportunity here to do, it was community radio. We did whatever the community needed or whatever was going on within the community, whether it was senior baseball, junior hockey, senior hockey, curling, the club championship at the Orillia Golf Club. We were on top of everything, and not just the sports department, the entire radio station. So, yeah, senior hockey, junior hockey, it was the opportunity to do things, cut my teeth, as you say, hone the profession, and reached the point where I was good enough to get Jack Kent Cook's attention, and then he taught me the rest of it. It was easy for me to say, and our dear friend Barry Norman, Norman to Riley, Riley over to McDonald, back to Mr. McDonald. Do any of these people have first names? How old are they? How tall? How big are they? How long have they played for our team? Give me more information. So, I took the basics from Orillia, married that to one of the greatest gurus, and had a great time for a lot of years in the NHL, Bud.